How the Chinese government is revving up that country's electric car market.
If you get an electric car, the government has said, you can get a license plate for free. But not only that, you can jump ahead of the line and you can drive your car right away.
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. The hottest electric car market in the world right now is China. Chinese consumers bought more than double the number of electric cars as the U.S. did in 2016, according to analyst data. The government has said it wants 11% of all cars sold there to be electric by 2020. For more on the complicated EV market, we called up Jennifer Pak, Marketplace's China correspondent based in Shanghai. Jennifer, what's the infrastructure like there? What's necessary for electric vehicles to really take off?
Here in China, the charging stations, there are not nearly enough, according to analysts. State media says there are roughly some 170,000 charging stations. The other factor is that most of the people living in the major cities, they're living in high rises, meaning they can't just pull out a cable cord and charge their car. But this is not the biggest deterrent. Analysts say that Chinese consumers are actually quite flexible when it comes to this point about charging stations.
So there are, you think, 170,000 charging stations in a country of 1.4 billion people, not to mention a gigantic landmass. That definitely does not sound like enough.
No, but the government is fully behind this idea that electric cars are the future. So the infrastructure, maybe it's not fully in place yet, but it will be.
And who are the major companies that are working on electric cars? Are there any in China besides Tesla?
Well, Tesla is in the luxury electric vehicle market. Let's put that out there. And they have plans to perhaps start manufacturing locally by 2019. If that really does go ahead, what they're going to find is a little bit of competition from BMW, Audi, Mercedes. They're all going to come out with their own electric vehicles with their Chinese joint ventures. For the more affordable range, though, this is primarily dominated by Chinese brands. Leading the pack, of course, is Build Your Dreams, or BYD. This is a company that counts Warren Buffett as an investor, and they're moving into not just commercial vehicles, but electric buses. And in their home base in Shenzhen, they're aiming to help the government achieve its goal of having only electric buses by the end of the year.
Now, we've talked to you before about how China is not a free capitalist market. It's a communist country, and the government has a lot of power over business there. What role does the government play in electric car rollout?
A lot. That's the short answer. And here's how an automotive analyst at IHS Market in Shanghai, James Chow, describes it.
This is really artificial demand. This is, in fact, one of the greatest distortions in terms of kind of natural supply and demand in the automotive world, which we've ever seen.
So what he's pointing to are two things. First, electric cars are still very expensive. So the Chinese government steps in with subsidies of $10,000, sometimes even more per car. What that means is that electric vehicles are now roughly the same price as a normal car. But in China, just because you have the money to buy a car does not mean you can drive it. License plates here are restricted in China. In some big cities, like in Beijing, you can only get a license through a lottery system. Or here in Shanghai, you get it through an auction system. So if you get an electric car, the government has said, you can get a license plate for free. But not only that, you can jump ahead of the line and you can drive your car right away.
Jennifer Pak is Marketplace's China correspondent. Western automakers like Volkswagen and Ford have been happy to set up shop in China, but there are concerns that they could end up sharing trade secrets that Chinese car companies could use in their vehicles and then get special breaks from the government to help sell them. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.